February 26th was just another Sunday that I spent annoyed at myself for not keeping promises to myself and not following through on some hobbies that I've wanted to try for a few months. Until I spontaneously decided to share my favorite love story with the world, which has reached over a million people on TikTok. For this episode, I decided to read the story because it's actually behind a paywall and it would be a pity for a lot of people to not get to read it because it's behind a paywall. And in the future, I'll make an episode about how simply sharing 18 screenshots of this story totally shifted my perspective and my optimism about connecting with strangers and about sharing what I love on TikTok. Welcome back to Bamboo and Glass, where we share the abundant possibilities of who you can choose to be. I'm Sophia, and I'm usually joined by my co-host Tan, but today it's just going to be me, a solo episode, reading my favorite love story to you. This essay was published in New York Times Modern Love, and it's called You May Want to Marry My Husband by author Amy Krauss Rosenthal. Context is that after she learns that she doesn't have very long to live, she composes a dating profile for the man who she will leave behind. If this title sounds familiar, it's because I actually borrowed it for the name of our Valentine's Day episode of our newsletter, which we host on Substack. Let's begin. I've been trying to write this for a while, but the morphine and lack of juicy cheeseburgers, what has it been now, 5 weeks without real food, have drained my energy and interfered with whatever prose prowess remains. Additionally, the intermittent micronaps that keep whisking me away mid-sentence are clearly not propelling my work forward as quickly as I would like. But they are, admittedly, a bit of trippy fun. Still, I have to stick with it because I'm facing a deadline. In this case, a pressing one. I need to say this and say it right while I have A, your attention, and B, a pulse. I have been married to the most extraordinary man for 26 years. I was planning on at least another 26 together. Want to hear a sick joke? A husband and wife walk into the emergency room in the late evening on September 5th, 2015. A few hours and tests later, the doctor clarifies that the unusual pain the wife is feeling on her right side isn't the no biggie appendicitis they suspected, but rather ovarian cancer. As the couple head home in the early morning of September 6th, somehow through the foggy shock of it all, they make the connection that today, the day they learned what had been festering, it's also the day they would have officially kicked off their empty nestering. The youngest of their three children had just left for college. So many plans instantly went poof. No trip with my husband and parents to South Africa. No reason now to apply for the Harvard Loeb Fellowship. No dream tour of Asia with my mother. No writer's residencies at those wonderful schools in India, Vancouver, Jakarta. No wonder the word cancer and cancel look so similar. This is when we entered what I came to think of as Plan B, B-E, existing only in the present. As for the future, allow me to introduce you to the gentleman of this article, Jason Brian Rosenthal. He is an easy man to fall in love with. I did it in one day. Let me explain. My father's best friend since summer camp, Uncle John, had known Jason and me separately our whole lives, but Jason and I had never met. I went to college out east and took my first job in California. When I moved back home to Chicago, John, who thought Jason and I were perfect for each other, set us up on a blind date. It was 1989. We were only 24. I had precisely zero expectations about this going anywhere. But when he knocked on the door of my little frame house, I thought, uh-oh, there is something highly likable about this person. By the end of dinner, I knew I wanted to marry him. Jason, he knew a year later. I've never been on Tinder, Bumble, or eHarmony, but I'm going to create a general profile for Jason right here based on my experience of coexisting in the same house with him for like 9,490 days. First, the basics. He is 5'10", 160 pounds, with salt and pepper hair and hazel eyes. The following list of attributes is in no particular order because everything feels important to me in some way. He is a sharp dresser. Our young adult sons, Justin and Miles, often borrow his clothes. Those who know him or just happen to glance down at the gap between his dress slacks and dress shoes know that he has a flair for fabulous socks. He's fit and enjoys keeping in shape. If our home could speak, it would add that Jason is uncannily handy. On the subject of food, man, can he cook. After a long day, there's no sweeter joy than seeing him walk in the door, plop a grocery bag down on the counter, and woo me with olives and some yummy cheese he has procured before he gets to work on the evening's meal. Jason loves listening to live music. It's our favorite thing to do together. I should also add that our 19-year-old daughter, Paris, would rather go to a concert with him than anyone else. He is an absolutely wonderful father. Ask anyone. See that guy in the corner? Go ahead and ask him. He'll tell you. Jason is compassionate, and he can flip a pancake. Jason paints. I love his artwork. I would call him an artist, except for the law degree that keeps him at his downtown office most days from 9 to 5. Or at least it did before I got sick. If you're looking for a dreamy, let's go for it travel companion, Jason is your man. He also has an affinity for tiny things. Taster spoons, little jars, and mini sculpture of a couple sitting on a bench, which he presented to me as a reminder of how our family began. Here's the kind of man Jason is. He showed up at our first pregnancy ultrasound with flowers. This is a man who, because he's always up early, surprises me every Sunday morning by making some kind of oddball smiley face out of items near the coffee pot. A spoon, a mug, a banana. This is a man who emerges from the mini mart or gas station and says, "Give me your palm." And voila, a colorful gumball appears. He knows I love all the flavors but white. My guess is you know enough about him now, so let's swipe right. Wait, did I mention that he's incredibly handsome? I'm going to miss looking at that face of his. I want more time with Jason. I want more time with my children. I want time sipping martinis at the Green Mill Jazz Club on Thursday nights. But that is not going to happen. I probably have only a few days left being a person on this planet. So why am I doing this? I'm wrapping this up on Valentine's Day, and the most genuine, non-vase-oriented gift I can hope for is that the right person reads this, finds Jason, and another love story begins. I'll leave this intentional space below as a way of giving you two the fresh start you deserve. With all my love, Amy. And actually, about a year after she wrote this essay and passed away, her husband Jason wrote an essay in response talking about what her essay meant to him. And the full essay is up on my TikTok, so no paywall needed to go read it, but I wanted to read my favorite part of her husband Jason's response. "If I can convey a message I have learned from this bestowal, it would be this. Talk with your mate, your children, and other loved ones about what you want for them when you are gone. By doing this, you give them liberty to live a full life and eventually find meaning again. There will be so much pain and they will think of you daily, but they will carry on and make a new future knowing you gave them permission and even encouragement to do so." If you want to check out more of my favorite stories about love and loss, you can go ahead to my TikTok where I've been posting these stories to make it easier for you to read them without a paywall. I actually just got to part 20 last night. And if you enjoyed this episode, you should check out our newsletter, which I'm posting in our show notes at bambooandglass.substack.com. We share a new, quick, 4-minute newsletter every single week where we talk about our new episode, a past episode we're thinking about, media recommendations, a reflection question, and just other personal notes from us. With that, thank you for tuning in, and I'll chat with you next Sunday. Bye.